It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I have it on good authority that she is still over here, but not for that much longer. We can't wait to hear what she talks about from over there. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, absolutely. A couple of days longer over here. But of course, thinking of our European conversation pieces. And today I'm going to go into the direction of summer holidays, since this is again the time of the year where people are going to begin traveling a little bit more than the rest of the year, at least for certain cities in Europe. And that is exactly the topic that I thought remains really interesting in Europe, is the amount of tourists in certain European cities. As you know, we spoke about this previously. We took at the time the example of Barcelona, where local people were being quite passive-aggressive and vocal about the fact that they could not take as many tourists anymore, since it was changing the lifestyle of the city in a very dramatic way. Today I wanted to focus on Venice, because it's a beautiful city in Italy that attracts many tourists, that has actually a real booming tourist industry, leaves a lot out of it, but also suffers a lot out of it. As a matter of fact, mid-March, I believe the 15th of March, the young people in Venice followed their peers in many other cities who were skipping school and striking for the climate, asking for many things, but also for a much better regulation of mass tourism in their city. It is especially important for Venice to find solution, as this is a city that is slowly sinking into water. So the more the water is rising globally in the world, the more a place like Venice is really at risk to, at one point, basically completely disappear, which is very difficult to imagine, but it is a possibility in the future. So for the moment, the numbers are of tourists a year are around 25 million, which is already a lot, but it is projected to reach over 35 million by 2025. This is in the very near future, and nobody knows really if the city is even able to take in so many tourists. Other examples of cities that are struggling with the same matters are, as I said previously, Barcelona, but also cities that are very popular, like Amsterdam, like Dubrovnik, especially since Games of Thrones has been there for the movie, for the series. This has also attracted many fans of the series, wanting to see those wonderful places and landscapes. One cannot completely eliminate tourism, because fairly enough, it's also a way of living for many people. But there are solutions, and especially when it comes, for example, to Airbnb, the crisis is really serious, because this lead the city to have a very little housing for its own population, and when there is something, the prices are naturally very high, which is one of the reasons people are there are very upset. There are solutions, like right now, a platform called FairBnB is trying to get sufficient funds, sufficient money to be a counterbalance to Airbnb. That would be a platform that gives 50% of the revenue to local projects, and also encourage tourists to in a way participate to local life, in participating to these local projects. This sounds like a very good idea, theoretically. Now, how many people are going to make the effort to fly over to Italy, going to Venice or and participate to local life instead of visiting the obvious places in Venice that one wants to see in the city? This is really very debatable, but it's a project. It's called FairBnB. It's trying to get the funds, and it definitely has very good intentions. One of the main problems in Venice are also the gigantic cruise ships that enter the lagoon of Venice every day. In 2016, I think I even mentioned that at the time, a small boat, some local people were trying to stop those gigantic cruise ships, because they enter the lagoon. This is very bad for the lagoon. Then they literally pour in the city, but spend actually very little money. And that's where also the problem lies for the local people. Because they are on a cruise ship, they make a stop in Venice, they might have a bite in Venice, but they don't really spend their money in Venice, because they spend it already on the cost of their cruise. And this is something that is a real problem. It is also, for having seen that myself, a little bit of a visual problem, not only environmental, but it just doesn't, when you are in such a small place, the Lagoon of Venice is really very small, and you see these absolutely gigantic cruise ships entering, it's very overwhelming. And it's one really gets the feeling that those ships don't belong there. They create a lot of pollution, and there is the request for a better regulation. What is also interesting in Venice is that people have developed there what they called some kind of tourism phobia, over tourism, and you will barely meet any Venetians. That is also a consequence of this kind of mass tourism, is that it's very difficult to even meet local people, and that makes the entire experience a little bit weird when in a city you are not able to speak to any locals. Also, that brings some thinking in terms of traveling, because as I mentioned a week ago or 2 weeks ago, there is also in Europe a new wave of thinking in terms of traveling that comes very much from the initiative of Sweden, where there is this how can I call that? There is this kind of initiative, or at least wave of thinking, that seems to believe that it's not necessary to travel all the time, and if one does travel, it has to be in a very environmental friendly way. For example, possibly by not flying when the trips are not too much of a long distance, possibly trying to take the train instead of the planes, not of course going into these large cruise boats, but trying to respect more the local environment of the cities that that are so beautiful and great to visit. So one should definitely consider the fact that, like at the moment in every field, there is a shift in thinking. And what's going to be most interesting is to see in which way this shift in thinking is also going to translate in a shift in acting. And that will be to be seen.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.